Ford DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI-4 DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. Any interest in promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI-4DOS. We'll now begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag tube portion. This being Wednesday night, the rag tube portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the rag tube, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had quite a number of folks to use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. We'll run through those, and then we'll go from there. Good evening to W4FCM. That's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride in 4IEI. That's Miss Isla, through Traveler's Rest. And K4XMR, Mr. Mail, down there in Prosperity. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ. That's Miss Linda, they're down there in Piedmont. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's down in Simpsonville. And W2AMD, Mr. Andrew, down there in Simpsonville. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat, he's over in Spartanburg. And N4JRB, that's Mr. James, he's over in Greer. And N4ASW, that's Tony, and his sweet bride, KQ4JSK, that's Miss Kim, they're up in Asheville. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy, he's up there at Table Rock. And AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida. And KM4BLH, that's Mr. Kurt, he's over in Greenville. And KQ4NHB, Mr. Danny, he's over in Greenville. And KD4IOX, that's Mr. Leon in Hendersonville. And KE4DXJ, that's Miss Wendy in Hendersonville. And KI4LJG, that's Mr. Robert, he's up there in River Falls. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John, he's over there in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And WG4MC, Mr. Matt, he's over there in Western Greenville County. And KX4YM, that's Mr. Scott, he is over there in Greenville. Appreciate all of you fine folks that use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. Hope all of y'all are doing well. And I don't have any EchoLink stations listed at the moment, so we'll go over to the RF section. Starting with M through P, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
For DOS, please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont, all be negative and negative.
Good evening, Gary. Please check in Kilo Quebec 4. Oscar Juliet Whiskey, KQ4OJW, Daniel in Seneca, and I'll be negative and negative.
KI4DOS, 4 Norway, Texas, Quebec, Eddie Simpsonville, being, why you calling the roll tonight? Over.
For DOS, Gary, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 November Lima Uniform. This is Ken in Greenville, and I'm negative and negative tonight.
Yeah, 4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KK4ONO, Miss Lorena. She brings along her husband, Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Hope all of y'all are doing well, staying dry. And KQ4OJW, Master Daniel, down there in Seneca. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Daniel. Hope you're doing well. And W4NTQ, Master Eddie, he's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Eddie. Hope you are doing well. And KQ4NLU, that's Mr. Ken, he's over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ken. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Go to the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. DOS.
KI4DOS. Joy, talked to Patrick on the way home. He said he'd visited you. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, Gary, and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir.
4, DOS, Kilo Oscar 4, Tango Juliet, Quebec. Please check in Johnny and Campobello. I'll be negative and negative.
4, DOS. Gary, please check in KO4QLD. This is Chris and Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Chris.
KI4DOS. Mr. Gary, please check in KD4CRRRO. This is Robert tonight, out in the fog. I have ascended Walton's Mountain for elevation, and I shall be negative and negative. Thanks as always for calling the net. KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N0TR, Master Tom, over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And yeah, Patrick came by. He brought me a peanut butter pie. Boy, you talking about good. Oh, gosh, it's rich. Still makes my teeth hurt. But appreciate you being with us tonight, Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And then we got KO4TJQ, Master Johnny, over there in Campobello. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Johnny. Hope you are doing well. KO4QLG, that's mother, brother by different mother, Mr. Chris over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Chris. Hope you are doing well. And KD4SRR, Mr. Robert over there in the fog, somewhere around Walton's Mountain. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Robert. You be careful out there in the fog, and if you're mobile, and you probably are since you said you were on the mountain, you be careful out there on the mobile and get back to us safely. I got a couple of Echo Link stations up. Let's get these Echo Link stations. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hello again, Gary. Check in KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, Gary, all on the net. No traffic, no rad queue. And Gary, first of all, do tell Miss Joy that we say hello. But Gary, the peanut butter pie that Patrick brought to you, peanut butter is one of my wife's favorites. So Gary, what he brought you would have absolutely hit the spot. What he brought you would have absolutely hit the spot with her. KA4PQA.
KI4DO, sir, and all the people on the net. This is Kilo 2 Lima X-ray Delta down here in St. Petersburg, Florida, where it is rainy and muggy. So y'all hopefully got better weather than we do. We're going to be negative and negative tonight, and we appreciate all your feedback to net.
This is KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KA4PQA. That's my buddy Steven down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Steven. I will relay your message in there to join. And please tell Miss Jennifer that we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And Steven, if it wasn't so far down there, I'd bring Miss Jennifer a piece of that pie. I'm telling you, it's really good. I hope y'all are doing well. Y'all take care and try to stay dry down there. I'd like to say good evening to K2LXD, Mr. Marshall, down there in St. Petersburg, Florida tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Marshall. Hope you are doing well. And, Marshall, it's been raining up here just about, off and on all day long. Since midnight last night, we have had almost 2 inches of rain. We had, the last time I looked at it, it was probably about 2 o'clock this afternoon. It was 1.68 at that point, and I don't know what it is now, but it's continued. It's still raining out there now. But I hope you are staying dry, and hope all goes well down there in St. Petersburg. Let's see here. Going back to the RF check-ins in the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Sierra, Mike, Victor, KK4SMB, Dale in Ellenborough. And nothing to buy, nothing to sell, but we'll be listening in. And wish everybody a great evening.
Mr. Dale, KK4SMV up there in Ellenborough. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Dale, hope you're doing well. Hope you stay warm and stay dry. All right, let's move on up to the next alphabetical group, which is Uniform through Zulu. U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Yes. Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel, Yankee, Jim in Berea, negative and negative.
We got that group all to yourself tonight, KO4YHY, Master Jim over here in Berea. He's across the creek from me over there, the creek. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Appreciate it, Gary. KA4PQA. Gary, my wife was wondering. She was wondering, do you have the recipe for that peanut butter pie, or would Patrick be willing to give out the recipe for that pie? Because Gary, one thing I will tell you is that she loves to cook.
I do not have the recipe. I think Patrick said that was his wife, Miss Elise. It was her grandmother's recipe. And I don't know if they give that out or not, but if I can get him on the phone tomorrow, I will ask him and make sure and let you know. But you know how some of those family recipes are. They get in the family, they don't want to go anywhere else.
Affirmative, Gary, copy that. I copy and do completely understand that. Gary, I know how family recipes are. Sometimes some people want to keep family recipes within the family and not want to give them out, but just so you, and if you will pass this information along to Patrick as well, if he is able to get the, only if he is able to give it out, all of my information as far as an email address, all of that is current. All of that is current on QRZ. You copy that, Gary? All of that is from all of my information is presently current on QRZ.
Could you percent there, Stephen. You were good on QRZ. All your information's good on QRZ, and I'll let them know on the other end. But you take care down there, and again, tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. I guess I would recognize my pretty little bride. I hadn't recognized her yet. K3JOY, she's in the other room. She was watching some TV when I left to come in here in the ham shack. Alrighty, going back to the RF check-ins and the Uniform True Zulu Group, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Evening, Gary. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That is K4XB. My name's Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on that.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to K4XB, Mr. Tommy, down there in southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well. And hope you're staying warm and dry. We'll move around now to the front of the alphabet in the A through D group, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. And Kilo Alpha 2, Alpha X-ray Quebec, Ken and Pickens, and traffic, but I'll be listening.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
KI4DOS. Thank you, Joy, and everybody on the net. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2BYQ. Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KA2AXQ, Mr. Ken over there in Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Ken. Tell Miss Barbara we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And W4DJW, that's Mr. Dave. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Hope you are doing well. And Dave, I tried to call you a couple of times. I went straight to voicemail, but had some folks asking about you. And I was cut out because I hadn't heard you in a while. But glad you are back on the air with us this evening. And I hope you are doing well there, young man. So if you listen to your voicemail and you heard a call from me, I was just checking on you to see if everything was okay.
DOS. Hey, Gary. Yeah, everything's fine. I've been down, not feeling too good here lately, but I'm getting up there where I normally am. Just turned 74, so getting older. Thanks, Gary.
Well, you take care. Just want to let you know people have been missing you on the net. And that couple of folks asked me about you, and I told them I'd try to get in touch with you, but I got your voicemail. But that's okay. I'm glad that you made it back on the radio tonight, and I hope you are continue to feel better. And, getting old ain't for sissies. You got to be tough to get old, eh?
Starting to realize that, Gary. Thanks. Thank you. Thanks for doing the net.
Here. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Check in Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot. That's W4CWS. My name's Colin. I'm located in Mill Spring, North Carolina. And I have some more items to post for sale.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to W4CWF, Mr. Colin, up there in Mill Springs. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Colin. I got you listed for some items for the swap net, so I will be back to you in just a little bit. Hope you are doing well and staying warm and dry. Let's move up now to the Echo Through Hotel, Group E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Kilo Alpha 4, Foxtrot to Kilo Quebec. KA4FKQ. Jim in 6 mile, no traffic, no round table, and it's soggy and foggy up here tonight.
West. Kilo 4 Hotel November Romeo, K4HNR. This is Connor over here in Greenville. Now I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KA4FKQ. Mr. Jim down there in soggy. Jim, you be careful down there in the sog and the fog. don't get stuck anywhere. That would be terrible on a night like tonight. But I hope all y'all are doing well down there, Jim. Good to hear you on the net. Also, I say good evening to K4HNR. Mr. Connor, he's over there in Greenville. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Connor. Hope you're doing well. And KO4HKX, that's Mr. Patrick. He just left the house not long ago. So he is out there on the mobile somewhere between here and Penrose. There's a place up there he calls the Black Hole, so he's probably in the Black Hole right now. We got him in the log. Additional stations, Echo Through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Terry, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN. Hurry up here in Kama where it is also soggy. Please check me in. Negative, negative night, Gary. Thanks.
4DOS. This is KQ4ALD, Kilo Quebec 4, Alpha Lima Delta, Paul in Flat Rock. And I do have a question when it comes around to me.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KC4EZN. Mr. Harry up there in Canberra, where it is soggy. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you're doing well. And hey, you know, as best I remember, right through Canberra and in that area, it gets real foggy sometimes. So I hope it doesn't get that way on you tonight. And tomorrow, you take care and hang in there, and hopefully we'll dry out a little bit tomorrow. Also, I'd like to say good evening to KQ4ALD, Mr. Paul. He's up there in Flat Rock. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Paul. Hope you're doing well. And, Paul, what's your question?
Well, this is KQ4ALD. I gave a presentation last night at the Blue Ridge Club up here in Hendersonville, and we talked about what happens, how do we keep our club active if certain ham-related assets and resources aren't available, like a grid-down situation and everything. So we started talking about repeaters and what backup generators they have and some of that. So my question to you guys here at 146-610 is, for this particular repeater, how long can we expect this to be active if the power goes out? That's my exact question. This is KQ4ALD.
Well, I have his say there, Paul. Paul, this repeater is located up there at the WYFF TV tower. It is on the power that comes in off the grid there. But if the power goes out, if the grid power goes down, they have a backup generator. And our repeater is tied into that backup generator. So we will not, it'll stay up, from that. And should something happen to that, if I'm not completely off the wall here, I think there's a battery backup up there as well. Don't hold me to that one, but I think there's a battery backup as well, but it does go to the backup generator for the WYFF TV station.
Thank you. That's very helpful, and that helps us kind of flesh out some of the resources that might be available. Our repeater's up in Barawalo, and it's the 146-640. And Martin, who owns and operates that, has indicated that we're probably good for a week or 10 days. Then somebody needs to go back up and probably fill up the propane and keep the thing running if that's possible. So, again, thank you for helping fill in the blanks for us. I appreciate that. This is KQ4ALD.
Yeah, I don't do it often, but if I'm not mistaken, CNW4IOE calls the Sunday night net on the 6-4 machine. I could be wrong on that, too. I've been wrong on a lot of things today, according to my pretty little bite. But that's a good machine up there. I really enjoy it as well. But come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you as often as you can make it. And that starts at 9 o'clock each night. Hope that information was a little helpful. And if there's anything else we can do to help you or I can do to help, just give us a holler. We'll be glad to do what we can. All righty, let's see here. Where are we? Let's move up now to the patient group on a Wednesday night, the India through Lima group, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called KI4DOS.
DOS, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James of Bonus Mountain here in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Twirl will be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
Yes. Hope you and Miss Joy are well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar Echo, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Jerry, I hope you enjoy your having a good evening. Good evening to everyone on the net. No traffic, no comment.
DOS. This is where I want to be at 9 o'clock. Please check in, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo Charlie 4. Let's see. Kilo Charlie 4. Okay. That just flew out of my head. Want to check in Donna. Anyway, our home is in Greer, and we're going to be in and out tonight. Hope everybody has a good evening. KK4JBQ. Back to you, Gary.
DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. I'll hang around for the swap net. Thanks for holding the net.
And 4DOS. Please check in Joe, Kilo 4, Juliet Delta in Greer. Negative and negative this evening. But I will stick around for the swap net. Over.
KO4MUT. Just got my license. Checking in. Saying hi, guys.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At last station, KO4NUT. Can I get a name and location? What's your name and where you're located?
Name's Corey. Currently in Lyman, South Carolina.
Congratulations on getting your license and over in Lyman. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Hope you are doing well there, young man. And we'll go back up here to the top of the list here in this group. That's KK4JFO. Master James up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Master James. Hope you are doing well. And then we got W4IOE, Mr. Sid. He's up there in Fletcher. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And KK4JBQ, that's Mr. Larry. And his sweet bride, KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They're both located over there in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Barry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. Hope y'all are staying warm and staying dry. And Larry, you. But we got Miss Donna down. And yeah, I'm the same way, Larry. Every once in a while, I'll be talking and doing something. and whatever it is will just go completely somewhere else. Yeah, it goes out in cyberspace, I guess. I don't know. But Larry, congratulations there, young man. You made number 50 on the log tonight. You won the door prize. So you and Donna have a great evening over there. Also like to say good evening to KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan. He's up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. Hope you're doing well. And KK4JD, Mr. Joe. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Joe. Hope you are doing well. And KO4NUT, Mr. Corey, over there in Lerman, that just got his license. Again, Corey, congratulations there, young man. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in WT3M. That's Whiskey Tango 3 Mike. The name is David. I'm in Shoals Junction, and I'll be negative and negative.
DOS. Kilo Alpha 3, Whiskey Papa Papa, KA 3, WPP, Howard and Piedmont, be negative and negative. Good evening, all.
Again, November 4, Romeo Lima Foxtrot, November 4, RLF. This is Roger in Seneca, and I'll be negative and negative.
For DOS. W4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet. Gene and Taylor's negative and negative. Over.
For DOS, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo. Lloyd, Mobile, and Greer.
DOS. This is KC4SKD, Larry. And KG4AHS, Rhonda. Both in Easley. No traffic and no rag tube tonight, Gary. And, of course, I'm bringing along my brothers by telephone relay. Randall, November 9, Tango Echo Charlie. He's in Asheville. And my youngest brother, Charlie, Kilo Fox Trot 4, Golf Foxtrot. And he's in Goose Creek. And I hope everybody's having a good evening. It sounds like you got a good net going tonight. KC4SKD.
KI4DOS. Hello, Gary. Please check in KB8YQA Duncan in Easley. I'll be listening. I'll be negative and negative, 73s to everyone else.
OS. For you. All your lead's gone off your pencil here. Kilo 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey. K4ROW Richard in Granville. Much flies to you for calling the net tonight.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to WT3M. That's Mr. David down there in Shoals Junction. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. Hope you're doing well. And KA3WPP. That's Mr. Howard. He's down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Howard. Hope you're doing well. And N4RLF, Mr. Roger, down there in Seneca. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Roger. Hope you're doing well. And W4FHJ, Mr. Gene. He's over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gene. Hope you're doing well. And KO4PXB, that's Mr. Lloyd. He's on mobile up there. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lloyd. Hope you are doing well. You be careful out there on the mobile. Don't want anything to happen to you there, young man. And then I'd like to say good evening to my neighbor, Larry, KC4SKD, and his sweet bride, KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda, a neighbor's mine over here in Easley. And
Larry brings along his brothers, Randall in 9TEC up there in Asheville, and Charlie, KF4GGF, down there in Goose Creek. Appreciate all y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Rhonda, Randall, and Charlie we said hello. And hope you and Miss Rhonda are doing well there, Larry. And then we got KB8YQA. That's another neighbor of mine, Mr. Duncan, over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. Hope you are doing well. And K4ROW, Brother Richard over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Hope you're doing well. And Richard, if I ran out of lead in my lead pencil here, I got a William push tax, you know, stuff right here above my desktop in the desk. I reach over there and stick my finger and write your name down any way I could get it down there. So you take care. Appreciate you being with us. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. KI4DOS. Hello, everybody, for the time being, this is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, and then we'll go on to the rag chew portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. I have one gentleman said he had some items for the swap net. We'll grab him first, and then we'll go see if there's any more. W4CWF, Mr. Colin, what can we do for you tonight there, young man?
This is W4CWF. I have for sale a Yaesu G5400 azimuth and elevation rotator with controller. I'm asking $450. It's in working condition. It's actually currently in use. If somebody wanted that, in addition to the satellite Yagis that I have listed for sale, I'd cut a deal on the package.
You have for sale a Yaesu T5400 rotator that does elevation and azimuth, and you would like $450 for it, correct?
That's correct. I also have two 5-element, 2-meter Yagis from NOV antennas over in UK. I'd like $80 a piece or both for $150.
Name on those again. You have two 5-element, 2-meter Yagi antennas. And I missed the name on those, and you want $80 a piece for them. Or if someone wants them both, you'll sell them both for $150. Is that right so far?
That's correct. They're from NOV antennas, N-I-N-N-O-V antennas in the UK. They're really high-quality antennas, really well-built. And they work really well. So, yeah. 97112. It's best to reach me by text. But I kind of don't answer calls unless I recognize the number, so.
Have your number is 828-899-7112. And you prefer a text, correct?
Or you can reach me by email. My email on QRZ is good.
That down. And, folks, while I've got Duncan on the radio here, he has for sale an M-squared 2-meter, 70-centimeter beam antenna. This is a satellite beam. That's about 2 years old, and he would like $400 for it. And then he listed this Yaesu T5400 rotator that does azimuth and elevation for $450, but he said if you got both of those items, he'd make you a deal. So, there you go. Does anyone need any feels on these items that Colin has listed? Now, Colin, we'll continue to run these for a few weeks. When you sell these items, if you don't mind, let me know. That way I can keep my book straight on this end. But thanks for listening with us there, young man.
Do we have anyone else with anything else that they would like to add or anything I need to take off of the swap net? Boop. Call KI4DOS. 4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net, well, 2-meter net. Let's see if we have any additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start the reading of the swap net book. Call KI4DOS.
On the net. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I finally made it home. I have no comment, no traffic. Sorry, Gary, if you already checked me in.
Evening, KO4HKX, Mr. Patrick at home in Penrose. Glad you made it home there safely there, young man. I'm glad you came in and let me know, but I'd already listed you in the log. But again, thanks for letting me know. And please tell Miss Elise we said hello and thank you for the pie. I really enjoyed it. All right, it's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item up on the swap net book tonight, folks, is got a fellow looking for a half-wave 2-meter vertical antenna. Z180 fields. Go ahead.
This is Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot. I've got a 5/8 wave 2-meter, if they might be interested in that.
He gave me his email address if you would like to send him an email.
Well, what's the email address?
Call sign is Alpha Foxtrot 4 Lima Victor, AF4LV. His name is Mark. And his email address, see if I can do this phonetically, is Mike Papa Alpha Romeo Kilo Echo Romeo Alpha Foxtrot 4 Lima Victor at gmail.com. Copy?
Copy. I appreciate it. W4CW.
You and Mark can get together on that. SKI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. The next item up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT840. That's an HF transceiver. They would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fields? It is for sale. It's a Dentron MT3000A. That's a full legal limit manual antenna tuner. He would like $250 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? The map is for sale. It's an ICOM IC718. That's HF transceiver. He has the microphone, the power cord, the manual, the box that it came in. He would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Up is for sale. It's an LDG 100 Pro automatic antenna tuner. He would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Next item up is for sale. It's an XTA 125D solid state amplifier. That's a QRP amp for HF through 6 meters. And he would like $450 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Item up is for sale. Fellow has a Kenwood HF transceiver. It's a TS450S. Then he has a Motorola CDM1550LS. And then he has a Motorola CDM1250, and one of those Motorola's is UHF, and the other one is VHF, and he has an ICOM CR71A receiver, an ICOM CR71A receiver, or maybe that's just a R71A, I can't read my writing here, that's what it is, it's an ICOM R71A receiver, but you get three transceivers and a receiver for $400.
It was $400 for all of it. Has anyone needed any fields? All we got listed on the SwapNet book tonight. Appreciate all you folks that stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. Those that listed items, I'll run those for a few weeks when you sell these items. If you don't mind, let me know. That way I keep my SwapNet book straight on this end. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DLS. Anyone say that they would stick around for Rag Chew tonight? Is there anyone that would like to make a comment? Call KI4DLS.
KD. I'll give you some Rag Chew for a few minutes, if that's okay.
Have you and Miss Rhonda been doing?
4SKD in the net. Yeah, we're doing okay. I'm still involved in the car, Gary, doing disassembly and learning a good bit about it. Of course, as I take things apart, I've had this little rattle on there for years that I wonder what it is about. Now I found out part of the exhaust system mounting brackets were loose. So I'm finding little things as I go along that needed to be fixed. One of the gaskets disintegrated as I took the water outlet off, and so I knew that was coming, so I'm glad I found that. But one of the biggest challenges was getting the electrical connectors to come undone. And on this car, you got to take the whole wiring harness off the engine to do this operation. And I tell you, that's some more mess within itself right there.
Tell you what, it is a mess any way you look at it. If the guys that designed these things, you know, put them on a piece of paper, if they had to work on them, they'd change the designs. I no doubt in my mind about it. You know, a lot of them say, well, you know, it's not that bad. Well, it's not if you got the engine out. It's on a engine stand out there somewhere where you can turn it upside down and sideways and all kinds of stuff. But when you're trying to work on it inside the frame of a already assembled automobile, it gets tough sometimes. I hate that you're having to remove the whole wiring harness from it. But, you know, once you get it off, if you don't break any connectors or anything like that, it'll be out of the way and you don't have to worry about that for a while.
So far I haven't broken any, and I've got them all off except for the ones that go on the injectors themselves. But once I get this thing apart, I'm going to really inspect the wiring harness. Some of, you know, the tape and stuff is disintegrated, little plastic housing, so I'm going to fix all that. Of course, going back together with it. And hopefully we're going to be a lot better. And I got to see Randall today. He came to the office where I work and was installing some equipment. And he brought me one of these. It's a Radio Shack portable radio with a dual cassette in it. Somebody was throwing it away, and I told him, I said, well, if you ever get rid of that, let me know. He brought it, gave it to me, and Gary, the thing's in beautiful shape. It needs to clean it up, but it's probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 40 years old.
Some of those things, if they're well taken care of, they last a long, long time. I've got a dual cassette alarm clock. It's a AM/FM radio with dual cassettes, and it's also an alarm clock. I can't tell you how old that thing is, but we've had it for a long, long time. You can set two different alarms on it. And, if you take a little bit of care about them, they'll hang in there and last a good long while. Does a cassette player work?
He told me the reels turned, but I need to clean it up good first. I've been involved with coming to do it Saturday. I want to take the back off of it and make sure it's good clean inside, blow the dust out of it, whatever. But I'll hopefully find out Saturday. And Rhonda, I'll get it fixed for her, and she can carry it up to the gazebo and listen to it. So anyway, I carried out doors while she's doing yard work or something. I listen to it, but yeah, I mean, the thing looks good. But anyway, I'll let you know how that turns out.
Do let me know how that turns out. We've got a little old AM/FM radio with a cassette player in it that we take outside. We've had it for a long time, too. Yeah, it's funny how you find something, you hang on to it, and you don't want to throw it away. But this one still works. It runs on AC or batteries. And Joy enjoys taking it out there and in her secret garden over there in the backyard, kind of the side yard, but it's in the back behind the privacy fence. And she's got a swing back there, and she'll take that radio around there and sit there in the swing and watch the birds and listen to her music and whatever she wants to do. So I'm sure Rhonda really enjoyed taking it out to the gazebo and doing the same thing.
That's one of the things I plan on doing Saturday is just checking inside of it and make sure everything's okay in there. And I talked to Charlie a few nights ago, told him I want to come see him, but I got to get the car fixed first. And Charlie wouldn't believe it, but he is a phenomenal cook. I mean, he does hydraulics and swimming pools and pumps and stuff, you know, professionally, but he absolutely makes the best pizza you will ever eat. I don't remember if I told you or not, but he built his own brick oven, pizza oven where you can cook, you know, wood, put wood in it, and making pizza dough from scratch. He says it's a lot of trouble, but oh, I've never had better pizza than what he cooks.
Charlie's a good cook. You had not told me that, but you say he built his own pizza oven out in the back.
He went on the internet, did a bunch of research, and figured out how to do it. And he's got an outdoor kitchen. And we, on one of our trips there, he did low country boil. He borrowed the cooker from the neighbors. And that's an interesting food there, too. I'd never had that before, but we really enjoyed that. I
always enjoyed the low country boil. I know several people that have done that. My sister and my oldest sister and her husband have got a place down there. Oh, gosh, I can't remember what little island it's on out there now. Anyway, it's down there across the bridge, and we went down there, and they had a big low country boil down there, and her husband, Frank, he cooked that. My sister didn't cook it, but Frank did, and he did an outstanding job. But there ain't nothing like that. That's some good eating.
Anyway, I better get ready for bed here. I am just worn out working on the car. I did get a little work done on it this evening when I came home. Got the exhaust manifold off of it. And a little bit each night. One of these days we'll get it done. Take care of Gary. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. KI4DOS and that KC4SKD.
Tell Rhonda we said hello, and I'm sure you'll get that that vehicle put back together. And you're going through it. You're taking care of other problems that have been there for a while, and you just didn't know about them. Didn't know where they were. You know, like the rattling a little bit. Get that noise taken care of. And it's going to sound like a new vehicle once you get it all put back together. I know you'll do a good job on it, and let me know how that Radio Shack dual cassette player comes out. I'd like to know how it works. I'm sure it looks good. But again, tell Rhonda we said hello. Thanks for hanging in there and talking with me a little bit this evening. Enjoyed it, and we will do it again there, young man. You take care. 73. Do we have additional check-ins or additional comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4 DOS. Next year, so I'll submit my net report electronically, and then we'll close the net out. Grand total of 65 tonight. I appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land. Y'all come back again tomorrow night. Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling. Give him a good dose of rider's cramp. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, where as I saw those folks checked in with us. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.